regret I didn't tell Rauschenberg that. On the other hand, I do know how he would have reacted. That he didn't want people to make art like his, but to do something completely different. He wanted to surprise himself, and he wanted other people to surprise him too.
Finish the Bottle, Encounters with Artists, was presented by Martin Gayford. And tomorrow is in Cornwall, remembering a week spent with Patrick Heron. The series is a Just Radio production for BBC Radio 3. Olivier Latry is one of the musicians, in just a moment, in tonight's Late Junction.
Radio 3 Live, this March, at London's South Bank Centre.
What a wonderful place this is to watch
London pop-up studio live at South Bank Centre
from the Royal Festival.
One of the reasons we're here is to be part of South Bank's Pull Out All the Stops Festival.
Good evening, audience.
Live here in our pop-up studio.
Broadcasting from London's South Bank Centre.
Thank you very much, Petra.
Just a few
8,000 pipes ready to blow.
Rob Cowan awakes in our pop-up studio, Rob.
Thank you, Penny. I can see her through her little glass
partition.
A standing ovation.
Well, what a phenomenal sound.
Radio 3 Live, this March, at London's South Bank Centre. Come and join us.
Treasures are plenty in store, of course. Well, if Radio 3 decamps, what else do you expect?
This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high definition online. Time now for Late Junction.
We'll be right back.
They were such a great hit at WOMAD last year. Guy Shalom's Balladie Blues featuring the 80-something-year-old Sheikh Taha on quarter-tone accordion. And that was a track called Tamra Henna. Hello again from me, Fiona Talkington. Welcome to Wednesday's Late Junction. I've got a guest on tonight's programme, the Norwegian singer Marius Beck, who I played you last week. He performed at the Eric Whittaker Choir's concert at London's Union Chapel on Monday night. So we captured Marius on his way to the airport yesterday, and he came to the Late Junction studio and sang a few songs which we recorded. I think I mentioned last week that I first met Marius last September at the opening of a reception for Magna Furuholmen's woodcuts, which were based on Beatles tunes. So, with Beatles in mind, cue Kathy Barbarian.
Is there anybody going to listen to my story all about the girl who came to stay? She's the kind of girl you want so much it makes you sorry, still you don't regret a single day. A girl, girl. When I think of all the times I tried so hard to leave her, she will turn to me and start to cry. And she promises the earth to me, and I believe her. After all this time, I don't know why. A girl, girl. She's the kind of girl who puts you down when friends are there, you feel a fool. When you say she's looking good, she acts as if it's understood. She's cool, ooh, 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 girl, girl. Girl, oh girl. She's the kind of girl who puts you down when friends are there, you feel a fool. When you say she's looking good, she acts as if it's understood. She's cool, ooh, ooh, ooh.
From 1976, Thomas Stanko and Dave Holland, and duet from the album Balladina, which Stanko named after a famous Polish 19th century tragedy written by Julius Słowacki. And Kathy Barbarian and Lennon and McCartney's Girl just before that, which she recorded in 1967, inspired by singing along to her daughter's Beatles albums. And there's a bit of a Beatles theme this week in honour of my guest tonight, Marius Beck, who I first met at a Beatles-inspired exhibition and who's going to do his own version of a Beatles song very shortly. Well, there was certainly a touch of noir about that duet track, which leads rather nicely to music written by Michael Levy for the Jonathan Glazer film Under the Skin. Trained at the Guildhall in London, Mika says she draws on some of the music which influenced her during her studies there, such as Chelsea, Xenakis and Cage. The film's been described as chilling, erotic and very scary, with Scarlett Johansson playing an alien who preys on men on the streets of Glasgow. Thank you. Well, of course, I had to celebrate the re-release last month of John Anderson's Elias of Sunhillow. That was Flight of the Morglade. That's the name of the craft which Elias builds to transport his people to a new and safer planet, originally released in 1976. And before that, part of the rather scary but very effective soundtrack for the Jonathan Glazer film Under the Skin, which has been written by Mika Levy. Now, very shortly, I'll introduce you to my guest tonight, the Norwegian singer and guitarist Marius Beck. First, though, the musically enterprising duo of Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer, who bring Purcell and Playford together in this track, which features Vicky on nickel harper. It's called Red House. Thank you. Always a pleasure to listen to them. Vicky Swan and Johnny Dyer and the title track from their album Red House. Vicky's playing nickel harpa there, and she's even drawn a diagram of her playing in the sleeve notes, showing that the nickel harpa's got a secret storage place for chocolate buttons. Yes, of course it does. So when you go and see them at Great Bardfield Folk Club in Essex on the 10th of April, you will take them some chocolate, won't you? And there are plenty more gigs listed on their website, just in case that one's a bit too far from your local sweet shop. I'm Fiona Talkington. This is Late Junction here on BBC Radio 3. And I'm delighted to be joined in the studio by someone whose music I played you last week, and I'm very glad that so many of you enjoyed it, Marius Beck. Marius, great to have you here in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Let's have a chat in a couple of minutes. I thought we'd go straight into music, first of all. What are you going to begin with?
I'm going to begin with one of my originals today. It's called Story of Your Own. I wrote it when I first came to Oslo, just being alone in a big apartment and not knowing what to do. So I figured I'd make a song out of it. So that's the story behind it.
Young.
knows where you belong. Run.
A beautiful song which has brought us all to tears here in the studio. A Story of Your Own, sung by Marius Beck, who's my guest here on Late Junction today. Marius, a beautiful song, and you said just before that you wrote it. You'd come from a small town in Norway, where you grew up. Where did you grow up?
A small town called Raufoss. It's about 7,000 or 8,000 people living there, I guess. So coming to Oslo was a big step up.
And why did you come to Oslo?
Well, mostly to work with music and like expand my contact network and yeah, being able to do and discover more cultural things.
I should say where we first met, actually, which was it was a beautiful sunny Saturday afternoon in September in Oslo, and I'd gone along to the opening of an exhibition of woodcuts by Magne Furuholmen of a-ha fame, of course. Yeah. And the woodcuts were based on Beatles songs, and there we all were, you know, having a look at the woodcuts and wishing our bank accounts were deep enough. And then there was a break for music, and you sang the Beatles song For No One, which had us all in tears, and I grabbed you afterwards and said, "Who are you?" And we started chatting. So Magne had invited you to sing for that. How did you get to know Magne, and what have you been doing with him?
Before I moved to Oslo, I was invited to participate on this TV show, and that's called The Voice. And there I met Magne, and he was my mentor on the show, and now he's my manager after the show was finished. So that was a very good experience for me, and yeah. So he invited me afterwards to come play at his exhibition, and then I met you, and now I'm here. So that's lovely.
Is it a bit daunting working with someone with the international reputation of Magne?
Yeah, absolutely. But he's very down to earth and very, very friendly, so it's absolutely no problem. But it's fantastic, yeah.
And you had the opportunity of recording with him here in London, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. We recorded my first EP in Kensaltown Studios, drifted by Martin Tarif, a Swedish producer. So that was a really big experience for me.
And has Magne changed any of your ways of working?
He inspires me to write more songs, and the first thing he said is that songwriting is just like a muscle. You have to work out several times a week to be better at it. So he's really inspirational in that way.
Let's hear you in another song, and this is because I asked you to do it. It's For No One, such a beautiful Beatles song. But what I really love about the way you sing it is that you seem to stretch it out to allow us to dive in as listeners and to bring something really fresh and new and deeply honest about it. Is there something about Beatles songs or this song in particular that attracts you?
Before I was going to play this song at the exhibition, I haven't heard it before, so I just discovered it because I had not listened to a lot of Beatles before that, so discovering this song was really, really big. And the arrangement was kind of funny and not focusing on the lyrics that are really, really beautiful. So I thought I would just tear it apart and focus on the real message in the song. And it's really, the lyrics are really heartbreaking, I think.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. Find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you, and in her eyes you see nothing. again. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you.
Absolutely beautiful. Thank you so much for singing that again, the Beatles, for no one, of course. Do you enjoy doing covers, to look into other people's songs and seeing what else is in there that we haven't heard? I know that you've recently done Wrecking Ball by Miley Cyrus, and when you told me about that, I thought, what are you doing? And then I listened to your version and I heard so much more.
Well, I just love taking other songs apart and making them my own. And I think it's useful for the songs and other people to see how they can be differently arranged. And particularly that song that has been blown away by PR stunts and all the things surrounding it. And really, it's just a great song. So, I love doing covers that way and making them my own.
You said you first came to Oslo because you wanted to be part of a bigger music scene and have opportunities. Well, that means that you were songwriting for quite a while before you came to Oslo, and you're still only 22.
Yeah, so, I'm 23 now.
Oh, well, happy birthday for in between.
Well, thank you.
So you'd obviously started writing songs very young.
Well, not really. I think the first song I wrote, I was about 17 maybe, so I haven't been writing songs for too long. And yeah, I really don't know why, but I wasn't sure I could see myself as a professional musician at any time, but suddenly it appeared to me that if I don't try, I will absolutely never make it. So I had to try and write songs for my own and find a particular sound. So And still, as every musician, working on that every day.
And why did you want to in the first place? What inspired you to start songwriting?
Well, it's just another way to express your feelings. It becomes much more personal than doing other songs, and you really have to empty yourself every time you write a song, and you're free to do whatever you want. So that's what I think is very fascinating about it.
And had you been studying music? Were you studying music at school? And obviously guitar playing.
I haven't actually studied music. I'm originally educated as a mechanical engineer. The guitar playing and the singing I just taught myself, actually.
Do you have particular heroes that you were inspired by?
Oh, there's so many. I don't know where to start. You can start by Jeff Buckley and just adding on to the list. Mm.
One of your guitars is your father's, I believe.
Yeah, actually, I found it very recently on the attic. I think it has been there for the last 30, 35 years. So I have had it restored in Norway and now it's back on the road again, even with a bullet hole.
Oh, really? How did that happen?
Well, my father claims it's not a bullet hole, but I tend to convince myself it is. I don't know what it really is, and he doesn't know either.
And what does the future hold for you?
That's a good question. Hopefully several songs from my own that people enjoy, and maybe in an album sometime soon, I hope.
Well, thanks so much for dropping by, because you're actually on your way to the airport.
Yeah.
to fly back to Oslo. So thanks for dropping by. I hope you'll come back again.
Thank you,
absolutely. And sing for us. So one more song, what's it going to be?
It's going to be Go Back, Rewrite.
And how did this one come about?
I wrote it on my way over to London while I was going to record my first EP. So we had one more song, and I wrote this on the plane over to London.
It wouldn't be the first song that's been written on a plane. Marius Beck, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Gaze upon the white before your eyes, restless sands at night, the vessels dry. Flee this empty house, tonight is right. Photographs align, go back, rewrite. Go back, rewrite. Rewrite. Pose is all I ever have to offer. Reveal who I am. Make me suffer. This is where it ends. Race along the lines, you lose your sight. Conjuring the time, you'd win the fight. This empty house, tonight is right. Photographs align, go back, rewrite. Go back, rewrite. Rewrite. Pose is all I ever have to offer. Reveal who I am. Possess, ease my mind, make me suffer. This is where it ends. Is all I ever have to offer.
Marius Beck singing his own Go Back, Rewrite for us in the Lake Junction studio, where he dropped in yesterday afternoon on his way back to Oslo. Marius lives in Oslo, but I do hope he'll be back in the UK very soon. A lovely session. Thanks so much, Marius. Now, another recording from last year's London Jazz Festival. It features the Jeff Williams Trio, recorded at Café Otto in London by Jazz on 3. Now, Jeff Williams says he first saw a drum kit on television when he was a child, and he thought it was the coolest thing he'd ever seen, and he thought the drummer was in charge of everyone's happiness. And, of course, we know this to be true. Josh Arcolio is on tenor sax, Sam Lassison on bass, and Jeff Williams on drums.
Thank you.
The Jeff Williams Trio, recorded by Jazz on 3 at the London Jazz Festival at Café Otto last November. And that was a number called Lament, and it featured Josh Arcolio on tenor sax, Sam Lassison on bass, and Jeff Williams on drums. Out this week is a new CD by the Adriano Adewale Group. Now, Adriano first started playing drums after hearing them at a party, and he was so impressed with their power. The next day, he brought a drum kit. Then he trained as an actor in his home in Brazil, and now he lives in London. And from the album, this is Sunflower Song. Wind, come, wind, come, sung there by Unni Lovely, with Hild Tafjör, Håkon Konstad, Helga Norbach and Lena Greneger, Frida Haltli and Inga Hundgar, following the Sunflower Song from the Adriano Adewale group, and that's from their new album, which is out this week. I had great fun with the Loop Collective's Splice at the London Jazz Festival in November and shall forevermore be indebted to them for helping me out with music, joined by Nils-Petter Molvær at a children's literature event I was running. Splice's Alex Bonney and Pierre Tremblay and Nils-Petter Molvær playing Silent Night very badly, very intentionally, was absolutely unforgettable. Splice then played a gig and launched their new album called Silent Spoke. Robin Finker and Dave Smith make up the Splice Quartet with Alex and PA, and this is a number called Dust Devil.
Thank you. Well, I'm sitting here wondering, match bottle, my clothes. I'm sitting here wondering, match bottle, my clothes. Say, you know, I ain't got so many matches, but Lord, I got so far to go. Now, just as sure as the bird flies in the skies above, just as sure as the bird flies in the skies above, you know life ain't worth living, not with the gal you love. Well, it rained by day, clouds turned dark at night. Yes, it rained 5 days, clouds turned dark at night. You know there's trouble taking place, lower lands at night. I didn't need no mama, no how.
That was Roy Newman and his boys, recorded in Dallas, Texas in December 1938 at Matchbox Blues. And that followed Splice from their album Silent Spoke, Alex Bonney, Robin Finker, Dave Smith and Pierre-Alexandre Tremblay. Well, if you're around at London's South Bank on Friday night, World on Three is live from there, presented by Marianne Kennedy. Her guests include the fado singer Claudia Aurora and Faye Heald and the Hurricane Party. That all kicks off at 11 o'clock, a great way to start the weekend if you're around. I'm partnering Christian Vallemra with Lully all this week, inspired by a talk I did with Christian at St George's, Bristol, a few weeks ago, with him choosing music that had inspired or influenced him. And Lully was on his list.
Thank you.
The Christian Valmer Ensemble and Dancing Deputies, which comes from their album Fabula Sweet Lugano. And that followed a solo track from their drummer, Per Oddvar Johansson, who emerged from Lully's La Fête Infernale. And more Lully meets Valmer tomorrow night here on Late Junction. I'll also be playing you tomorrow night the latest in our series of Late Junction collaboration sessions, which brings together Charlemagne, Palestine and Thurston Moore. It's a sort of artist meets hero session, I suppose. Thurston Moore's long been an admirer of the music of Charlemagne, Palestine, but they've never recorded together. Well, you can hear what they get up to tomorrow night. And I'm going to end tonight with Arva Henriksen and a piece called Plate Tectonic. And that follows Kerry Andrews's Lunacy, performed by the Juice Vocal Ensemble. Till tomorrow, good night. Ooh.
Thank you. Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome once again to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. Now, it may not have escaped your attention that the piano is firmly in the spotlight across the BBC this autumn. As part of the BBC piano season, Monday evenings on Radio 3 are currently devoted to the instrument, and I'm starting this programme today by exploring the Central European tradition through recordings made by some of its greatest exponents in the mid-20th century. Hungary scores particularly highly. We'll be hearing from Bartok himself, as well as Dohnányi, Annie Fischer, Geza Ander and György Cifra. Romania's contribution, by contrast, tends to be represented in such surveys by just one person, Dinu Lipati. Here he is playing a sonata by Domenico Scarlatti. Sonata in G by Domenico Scarlatti is number 387 in the Longo catalogue of his works, and it was played there by Dinu Lipati. The Hungarian Annie Fischer was a reluctant and highly self-critical recording artist. One of her calling cards was Mozart. Arthur Hutchings called the F major piano sonata, Köchel 332, the summit of expression that Mozart reached without departing from the formality and reticence of his epoch, although I must say Annie Fischer's performance of it here does perhaps nudge it over the edge.